So in the Buddha's very first sermon, he explained about the Four Noble Truths: suffering, craving, which is the cause of suffering, the end of suffering, and the way to the end of suffering. The Panchupadanakanda is part of suffering. It's very important to know about the factors and aspects of our experience, how they fit into the Four Noble Truths. Because if we know that, then we know the best way to relate to these factors, to these phenomena that are part of our experience. The Buddha said in that very first sermon that suffering should be fully understood. He said the cause of suffering should be abandoned. The end of suffering should be realized, and the way to the end of suffering should be practiced. One of the major category mistakes that people make is they are confused between suffering and the cause of suffering, and they try to get rid of suffering. And just multiplies it. Because it's not the correct strategy. So we want to know clearly the difference between what is suffering, what is the cause of suffering. So now, what is suffering? The answer the Buddha gave is so simple, so natural, so easy. Even a four-year-old can understand what suffering is. Not getting what we want. Getting what we don't want. Being separated from the ones who we love, who are dear to us. Being forced to be in the company of people who don't wish us well. Birth, old age, sickness and death. Sorrow, lamentation, pain, grief and despair. All those things are suffering, are dukkha. And then the Buddha says, in brief, Panchupadanakanda is dukkha. The five aggregates connected with clinging are suffering. Through my studies, I've seen the five khandhas presented as in a very sort of cognitive way, and it's something to do with the analysis of the mind. The English philosophers who first encountered Buddhism in the 20th century were very big on this cognitive, rational aspect of Buddhism. But the way that I find more interesting and actually more useful is to think of the five khandhas in terms of psychology. And in particular, I think of the five khandhas as a type of an abnormal psychology. In other words, how the our apparatus that we have for experience and living in the world has this flaw that keeps us tied down and stuck on the wheel of samsara, stuck in this world of suffering. The normal way we exist, having this kind of body with all of its reactions, its instability, all of the emotional stuff that comes up through the body, these kind of feelings which push and pull us and drive us hither and thither, running after our feelings or running away from our feelings or trying to cope with our feelings. This kind of perception, which is so biased, so inaccurate, so narrow-minded, just working for what is our self-interest, our survival. This formations are these volitional formations, these intentions, which are so often narrow-minded and self-centered, focused on getting more life, focused on protecting this life, focused on getting a little bit more happiness, a little bit more life, a little bit more safety. We spend our whole lifespan from birth until who knows what, how old, 50, 60, 70, 80, 100. 100 years trying to get more life, trying to get a little bit more life, wanting to just have a little bit more, a little bit better. And with that kind of a powerful, strong habit of the mind, what do you think happens when this life continuum comes to an end and goes to the next life continuum? We get another life, because that's what we spend our whole life cultivating, is to get more. And then this consciousness, which seems to be so fine, so precious, the one thing that we think is not subject to the unpleasant aspects of the body, not subject to that instability of the feelings. Even the consciousness is a disappointment. Even the consciousness has an inevitable self-centered aspect. What we know privately. We are the center of our own universe. Everything we experience has this organism right at the center of it. And the more we focus in an unmindful way, get tied up with being obsessed about objects in our life, the outside things in our life, the more we build up those external objects, the more we build up the subject. The subject is the center, that's me. It's the ego. So, in another sutta, actually in many different places, the Buddha said, all of this bundle of aggregates, there's five aggregates, and especially the consciousness, when we see its real nature, when we see it as it really is, we see it as a dart, a cancer, a barb, a disease. We become very disappointed, disillusioned, disenchanted with this mind-body apparatus that we inherited for being and existing in the world. And we become willing to let go. We stop holding onto it. It's because of that phrase that the Buddha used about Dukkhandas being a dart and a disease, and it's also because of the definition that he gave, that that's the summary of suffering, that I think I'm justified in claiming that the five aggregates are actually a grand summary of the theory of abnormal psychology. Because it's not normal to be tied and trapped in a world of suffering. I'm going to claim that to become enlightened is normal. To become enlightened is to become well, to become healthy.